This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
The other week, we played a song, Summer Thing, and we loved it. It had us up and dancing, so we thought that we should find out who was responsible for this great song, and we're happy that we've tracked him down. The wonderful band joining us from Lockdown NZ, from an incredible band. I'm only just starting to notice. I'm very glad I am. It's Alex from LA. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we played that song last week, Alex, and Jess and I were up dancing. We have not heard a banger like that for a while, and we said we've got to get these guys on. Alex, tell us, who's LA and where'd you guys come from? How did you come about?
I mean, essentially LA is what started off with myself and Alistair, who's the keyboard player. We met in college. We went through, you know, whole process of growing up and just kind of becoming friends and making music and stuff like that, and over the years we slowly branched out and made it a bit more of a band. Got a couple of other members, Marika and Jaden, on board, and now we are what we are, and it's just ticking along.
That's gorgeous. Look, the latest song is Summer Thing. What can people, when they do listen to it, what are they expecting? What kind of song is it?
It's a bit of a bop. You know, you're going to probably, even if you don't want to, it'll be in the back of your head, you know, for a couple of days. Pretty catchy, yeah. So that's cool. You know, it's one of the few songs that we've actually written that you can really get up and dance to, and just kind of, it's kind of carefree, you know?
Look, we at Joy are very, very excited about bands that make these kind of choices of inclusion. And I noticed that you don't use pronouns. Is that an inclusive choice?
I think it's just kind of like, it's just one of those things where I always want music to be relatable regardless. And, you know, as a gay man, growing up, I always used to really struggle with identifying with music, when it always used to say he did this to her or she did this to him or whatever. It always just pigeonholes ideas and things, and it just kind of was a little thing that bummed me out, you know. It was almost like reinforcing the fact that there was a correct way to have a relationship or something like that, you know what I mean? The ambiguity of lyric, I find, can be quite, well, it's really appealing to me, and it just means that it broadens your demographic, I guess.
Oh, look, love
that. That's so deep. We'd love it here at Joy. But look, I'm going to go back. I am obsessed with this video. It is fantastic. And basically, you've got to go and check it out anyway, everybody. But there's a goth, who's quite cute, dancing to attract another goth, and they're doing this all on the beach. It is mad. So where did the idea of this one come about?
The concept was kind of pulled up from a place called Vision Thing, and they kind of just came up with a couple of ideas, but that seemed like the wackiest, and I was like, oh, screw it, man, that seems cool. Just get amongst it, and it just stuck, so... Yeah.
Look, your video clips, and I've got to say, video clips have gone down the chute of recent times, but you are lifting the bar. I'm so glad I kind of heard the song last week, because then I went into looking at other stuff. You've got from a few months ago, it's Hit Me Where It Hurts, and I honestly think it needs to be re-released as like a prediction to what isolation would be like. The video clip is like, it's like an ISO. It's crazy. Yeah. Should it be the anthem of our time now?
Well, I mean, I'm more than happy for it to be.
You're more than happy for it to be. It is so, it's like you watch the clip and you see, oh, everyone has to go and check out all of your video clips. I'm so glad you didn't drop the ball there, like some musicians have decided not to go there. Is it important to do music video clips?
I think it is. I mean, we've always kind of struggled, you know, just Alistair and myself, when it comes to thinking up videos and ideas and concepts, because we're better at the music side of things, you know. Yeah. And but I find it can be quite helpful when it comes to having like a visual justification for what it is that you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like, if you've got a theme in mind, an easy way to kind of get that into the head or into the mind of the viewer is to give them something that justifies what we're talking about.
Well, let me tell you, Hot Emos are my choice at the moment. I'm telling you, I'm forgetting. But look, this week, Alex, is our annual fundraiser here at Joy, and we call it Radiothon. We're we're Australia's only LGBT community radio station. And, you know, we do support independent artists. But look, I want to know, as a band who's trying to get your work out there, how important is it that independent radio stations are around here that actually give the voice to the LGBTIQ? Does it help you guys?
Oh, Oh, it's massively important, man. I think it's, I mean, we've got to have that sort of stuff, right? Because otherwise we'd still be in the dark ages, you know? Like, people have got to have a voice, and it's nice that you guys are kind of the speakerphone for that.
Well, look, we're so happy. And look, and as you know here at Joy, we do support independent radio, so I'm hoping you're going to support us and become a member today as well.
Oh, 100%.
Yes, 100%. Yes, yes. And you can buy your mum one, and you can buy your friends one, and anyone under 18, it's $22. That's Australian. That's not very much anymore. We've got not a very strong dollar.
Yeah, our dollar's not looking very good. Look, we do need to say before we let you go, we are going to play your song now, so we're so excited to play Summer Thing by LA. Go and check out their website. Definitely check out the video because it's fantastic. We're going to keep playing it. Thank you, Alex. Go and get your membership. We'll be reading it out on air very shortly. Thank you for your time today.
You're the best.
Thank you, guys.
So this is Summer Thing by LA.
Check them out. They're great. You're listening to Tom and Jess on Joy.
This ain't no summer thing. Say what they want to, yeah, but they don't say how I fit with you and how you fit with me, how we go together. Strange birds, strange feathers, sunshine in the bad weather, don't matter, whatever. There's something about the way you feel, it feels good. You don't know how you do it, then it suits you. There's something about the way you feel, it feels good. It feels good. This ain't no summer thing. When it's just you and me. This ain't no summer thing. When it's just you and me. When it's just you and me. This ain't no summer thing. Can do what we want to, stay up all night, say hi to the morning, and draw the bright. We'll sleep all day, wake up at 5, then make some breakfast, we'll be about that night. You feel it feels good, and I don't know what you do, but damn, it suits you. There's something about the way you feel that feels good. This ain't no summer.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.